We now begin the second parak of Maseches Bava Basra. This is Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph 2:1, and the topic of our chapter here is Harchakas Nazikin, distancing, damaging phenomena, actions that you take in your own property, but which cause damage to your neighbor's property. So the Torah's basic principle of Darcheh Darcheh Noam V'chol Nitzavaseh Shalom, the Torah's way is one of pleasantness and peace, pathways of peaceful relations, and that's how many learn is the basis that you're not allowed to do things even in your own property if it's going to cause damage to your neighbor. So we have a variety of different cases here. Mishnah Aleph discusses a number in and of itself. The Mishnah begins, Lo yachpor adam bor. A person can't dig a water cistern for storage of water in his own property, samach levoro shel chavero, close to the cistern, the hole in the ground to store water that belongs to his friend. The idea is that if you put your hole in the ground too close to his hole in the ground, so then you will undermine his hole. It'll get cracks, it'll get weakened, it could spill, it could leak, and therefore you're messing up. So you have to keep your distance. Now, that applies not just for you digging your own little bore, a water storage hole, but also v'lo siach, you can't do a, like a ditch, v'lo ma'ara, like a covered a cave for storing water, below amas hamayim, irrigation canal, below nivreches kovsin, and also also a hole in the ground that is to collect water, so you can, it's like more of a rectangular, so you can do laundry, cleaning your clothing. El imken hirchik mekosel chaver shlosha tfachim v'sad besid, unless your hole in the ground or your irrigation canal, your storage, you know, your storage for water, whatever it is both a distance of 3 tfachim from the wall of his cistern, his bor, and also v'sad besid, you have to plaster the inside of your hole in the ground. So, first of all, there's a machlokas rishonim what the issue is with your bor, or whatever it is that you're making here, amasamayim, mara, and so on. Some of the issue is that just by you digging a hole next to his hole, so you make you can weaken the walls around his bore, his cistern, which it calls like a leak and so on. Others on the issue is water damage, that the moisture that is coming from your cistern or the like is going to cause water damage, is going to spread and molder and weaken his and jeopardize his bore, his cistern. So there's a bit of a difference there. And the difference, the biggest enough, you know, of course, would be if you learn like Tosfos, for example, that it's about water damage. If you're talking about a hole in the ground that's a ditch that has no water inside of it, it's just for, you know, I don't know, it's storing dog bones or something, then you wouldn't have this problem. Okay? In any case, whatever it is, we say that at all events you have to keep your distance and you have to plaster the inside of your hole in the ground. Of course, if you're not putting water in there, no plaster would be required at all events. But even if you learn that the issue is not the matter of water damage per se, but you need to have both, because if you don't plaster properly, of course, water will leak out and weaken the walls of his cistern, his bore on the ground. Now, as far as the distance we're talking about here, how far is that? So we said, Elaim ken, unless you hirchik mekosel chaver shloshot vachem. You distance yourself from the wall of his bore, 3 tvachim. Now, just think this through for a second. What does it look like? He has a hole in the ground. So what are the walls of that hole? You know, there's just ground. So the Chazal say that the 3 tefachim of earth around his bor, that's called the wall, the kosel of his bor. Which means you need to keep 3 tefachim from the edge, meaning of his wall, meaning 3 tefachim from 3 tefachim from the actual hole in the ground. 3 tefachim plus 3 tefachim is 6 tefachim, which means, long story short, if you're putting a bore next to his bore, a cistern next to his cistern, you need to keep your bore's hole a total of 6 tefachim from his bore's hole. Because again, you're keeping 3 tefachim from the 3 tefach perimeter around his bore, which is considered the wall of his bore. And the same goes if you're not making a bore, but you're making a siach ma'ara masamayim nevrechas kovsin. Okay, that is kind of case number one of the mission. Now, like a new paragraph. Now, this next case in the Mishnah is talking about not a hole in the ground and protecting the integrity of the walls around the hole of your neighbor's hole in the ground, but rather he has an above-ground wall. You know, let's say he's built a structure there, and he wants the wall there. So you have to keep your distance from that above ground wall as well, even though, you're putting stuff in and you're using your own property, but if you put it too close to his, it can cause damage. The list that in this part of the Mishnah is talking about things that could damage his wall by heat or corrosion. So the Mishnah says, Marchikin es a gefes. You have to distance gefes. Gefes is the waste that's left over after one presses his grapes to make wine. There's a fancy word for it. It's called mark, M-A-R-C. I learned that from the art scroll in other contexts. I don't know about here. The point is that if you pile up organic matter and it begins to decay, like a compost heap, so then it gets hotter and hotter. That's a phenomenon to itself. And the point is that just as a compost heap can become like 50 or 60 degrees Celsius and like 120 degrees Fahrenheit and get very hot, so too, if you have a gefes heap, it can begin to decompose and cause a lot of heat, and the heat would cause damage to the neighbor's wall. Same goes with es hazevel. If you're piling up manure, same things. Manure decomposes, it produces heat. If you put your hand inside the garbage bag you have in your kitchen, if you put organic waste, food waste in the night before, put your hand inside the bag, and then, the next day you're gonna feel it's warm inside that bag because as it decomposes, exothermic reaction, it lets out heat. So the concern again is that you can put a lot of heat and cause damage to your neighbor's wall. Vesa melach. A melach is salt. As far as I know, salt doesn't put out heat, but it is corrosive. It makes things rust and oxidize. So again, since it's corrosive material, you can't put it too close to your neighbor's wall. It could corrode his wall. Ves hasid. Sid is lime. Also, it could be hot if it's fresh lime. Lime is also very caustic. It's very corrosive. And that being the case, so you can't put it too close to your neighbor's wall because it cause damage. We're not talking about plaster that it's dry, but other hot sid, which could the heat itself could cause damage to the neighbor's wall. This is salaim, also slime. Now slime means rocks. What kind of rocks? So the Bartanur learns, like Rashi, these are rocks that you out of which fire comes, which I assume means flint stones. That is to say, when you have a very hard rock, like a hard and with a sharp edge rock, like chert or something, like I think quartz, if you know. So that you would bang that against another kind of rock that is an iron ore, like a whatever, a magnetite or something, and then sparks will fly. So the way it sounds like that the Barthura is learning is that somehow this flintstone, by being close to the wall of your neighbor, will cause damage to the wall of the neighbor. How that would work, I'm not perfectly clear. The Ramban learns that we're talking here, these rocks are like iron ore rocks, and therefore there's rust that comes to them, and that rust could somehow spread and corrode and damage your neighbor's wall. So for all those reasons, if you're going to pile up those things on your property, you have to keep it marchiken, you have to distance it, mekoslo shel chavero, from your friend's wall, shlosha tfachim, a distance of 3 tfachim. Visad besid, this vav over here should be ore, and either distance it, your stuff, 3 tfachim, that's like 11 inches, 30 centimeters, something like that, from your neighbor's wall, so that the heat won't damage it, etc. Or you could, sad besid, you could plaster his wall with plaster, and that plaster layer would protect his wall, so then the heat that comes from the decaying matter, etc., wouldn't damage his wall. Here, the vav serving as an ore is a little strange, just as much as the previous line of the Mishnah said visad besid, and that was and. Be that as it may, there is other girsos, and the other girsos actually have it as o sad besid, or you can alternatively plaster it with plaster, and that would be another more sensible girsa, how we're explaining it here. Okay, now the next case is, again, you're not storing things, but your neighbor has a above ground wall, like say it's like the side of his barn or something, shed, house, and you want to do activities that could undermine the foundations of the wall itself. So, for example, you want to plant things. So, marchiken es hazroim, you have to distance what you plant from his wall, because always your plants will take roots, the roots will soften the earth will then undermine the foundation of his wall. There's a machareisha, same goes with machareisha as a plow. If you're plowing next to his wall, if you plow too close, again, you're loosening the earth, you're shaking it, and it will undermine his foundations of his home, could then damage his wall. Ves meiraglaim, if you're urinating, so the urine itself, if the house's wall next door is made out of bricks, the bricks are made out of like dried clay, if the clay gets urine on it, it will dissolve, so you have to distance the urine from that. This wouldn't be applicable if you had you've had stones without mortar, then it wouldn't decay at all. You wouldn't need distance whatsoever. But if you do have something which could get damaged by urine, so then you have to distance in all those cases, min ha-kosel, shlosha tfachim, three tfachim distance, 11 inches, 30 centimeters distance from his wall. Okay, the last case of the Mishnah here is, again, neighbor has an above ground wall, like for his structure, for his building, whatever it is, and you want to do things that could cause damage, such as grind with a millstone. So just to explain that, what happens is if you want to grind, let's say, wheat by hand, you'd have basically two stones. The Mishnah referred to them as the Rechev and the Shechev. We had a Mishnah not long ago, which referred to the end of Bava Metzia, the last parak, of the Rechev and Rechaim. Rechaim there was Shechev here. The point is that these two kind of circular stones, one sits on top of the other, they're very coarse. There's a lot of friction between the two edges of the stone. So what happens is you pour the seeds between the two stones and you turn the top, the Rechev, the turning stone, and it grinds the kernels that are between the two stones, making flour that you can use to make, you know, bread, etc. The problem is there's a lot of friction, a lot of vibration. These things are heavy, and the vibrations coming from the turning of the handmill will shake the ground and undermine the walls and their integrity of your neighbor. So you have to keep a distance. So says the Mishnah, "U'marchikin es ha'rechaim shlosha min ha'shechev shen arba min ha'rechev." You have to keep three tefachim distance from your handmill, so it shouldn't, the vibrations shouldn't damage his wall. We say three from the Shechev and four from the Rechev. The reason why is because this is imagining that the bottom stone is slightly wider than the top stone. That lip is where you collect the flour. And that being the case, it's the same thing. It's this, the three Tfachim from the lower Shechev stone is the same as four Tfachim from the higher, smaller, recessed Rechev stone. And similarly, the Esa Tanur, if you are putting up a tanur, like an oven. Chazal's ovens, I'm sure you've seen pictures from like Shabbos and so on, were kind of conical. They were like wide on the bottom and narrow on top, and they were like a little furnace, and the heat would come out the top there. So in addition to that, they would sit them on top of like clay earthenware bases, like if you see Maseches Kelim and so on. So the point is that those bases on which the tanur sat also were kind of conical, meaning the trapezoidal shape. They're wider on the bottom and narrower on top. And that being the case, the distance that you have to, you did that so you would, the ground wouldn't cool off and harm the functioning of your tanur, your oven, instead you, or your furnace, your stove, instead you'd have it sitting on clay, and the fire would sit on clay, a clay stand. So the point is, you have to distance your oven from your neighbor's walls, the heat shouldn't damage his wall. How far? So we're saying you have to do it three tefachim from the base on which it is sitting. And since the base is going in at an angle, like a kind of like a trapezoid, like a cone, that being the case, the kilia is the bottom of it, and the safa, the lip, is the top of it. And that, of course, is another tefach difference. So the point is, therefore, three tefachim from the bottom of the base is the same as four tefach from the top of the base. And that's what the Mishnah says here. That's a tanur. You have to distance your stove, your oven, shlosha min hakilia, three tfachim from the bottom of the base of it, shehen arba min safa, which is the same as four tfachim from the top of the base, because the top of the base is recessed in a little bit.